most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Oh, man, stretch it out, man, okay? I know nobody wants to be at work this morning. Nobody wants to be getting up going to school. But, hey, at least you're getting up. You could be dead.
That is absolutely positively true. Now, shout out to everybody that was at Hampton University and at all the schools celebrating their homecoming. I was at my school's homecoming, which
Hampton
was amazing.
Hampton is your alumni? Yeah. I can't tell.
Hampton is my alumni. Yes, I went to Hampton University. It was a great, 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 great week. And I brought back the block party. They haven't done the block party in 7 years. Now, the block party is where, you know, all the kids gather in front of the student union. And pretty much it's just a huge, huge party outside. So many different sororities, fraternities. And we brought it back after 7 years. And I was able to give some money back to some of the students. We gave them a $1,000 grant towards books or towards anything they need for the communications department, especially because I did radio. So we did that over the weekend. So shout out to all the Hampton alumni. I had a great time in Hampton.
I can't tell you're a Hampton alumni. I mean, your hoodie didn't give it away.
He hasn't been having
the three
all
signs
Hampton.
That you have hanging up behind you. That didn't give it away.
Yeah, the banners.
Yeah.
I seen AJ was here. And I see him rip my banner down, so I just wanted to put some more banners down.
AJ Calloway.
Yeah, AJ Calloway. He went to Howard University.
Yeah, formerly of 106 and Park, now on Extra.
Mm-hmm, the fake HU. And then Sunday, shout out to everybody that came out Sunday. I had a car show on Sunday. It was actually my first annual car show. I did it with Lincoln Tech. We did it out in New Jersey, and it was absolutely positively free. All right. And the reason we did it free was there was so many kids. And when I was a kid, I always loved cars, and car shows were expensive. You had to pay for it, but then you couldn't touch the cars. There was always velvet ropes around the cars. You couldn't see inside. So we did a car show where everybody was free, not just the kids. Everybody was free. We did free face painting, free pumpkin painting. We had all types of demonstrations about cars, and kids were able to, you know, sit in the cars, check the cars out. It was just a dope event.
I've always hated car shows because I could never take any of them home.
Okay.
It just feels like you're window shopping.
Nah, but
I get it. It gives you inspiration.
It gives you inspiration. Kids were able to say, it was just a dope event, and shout out to Lincoln Tech for helping me out with that.
Well, I had a great weekend. I went to Louisville, Kentucky. That was my first time ever in Kentucky, period. And it was Sister Strut, and that's the first annual Sister Strut they did there, but they do it in other cities as well. I know they do it in Milwaukee. It started in Detroit, and that is to bring awareness to breast cancer. You know, African-American women are more likely to be diagnosed and to die from breast cancer. Mm. So it's for African-American women supporting that breast cancer awareness. And then I went to Johnson C. Smith University and hosted their step show. So shout out to the Alphas who won for the fraternities and to the Zetas who won for the sororities.
Yeah, I was at the University of Kentucky this weekend too. I was speaking at the University. No, I was with the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at the University of Kentucky. I spoke at Memorial Hall, and that was a great event. So drop on the clues bomb.
We were
for
all over the place.
At the University of Kentucky. And I also want to say happy born day to Miguel. Okay, today is Miguel's born day, the greatest R&B singer that we have of this generation.
Yes.
And I also want to tell you that it's National Slapper Irritating Coworker Day.
Really?
Yes, it is. I promise you.
All right,
no,
so let me ask you a question.
It's National Slapper Irritating Coworker Day.
So we had to slap one person in this room, right?
Yes.
Who would it be?
Our boy, Up M Easy.
Over Steve?
Yeah, because Steve does his job and he does it well.
Okay. All right,
we so all want M Easy to be great, but he just won't be great for whatever reason. So it'll be slap M Easy, try to slap some greatness into him.
Okay.
It's also National TV Talk Show Host Day, which applies to me because I've been a TV talk show host before.
There you go.
With my show on Common Sense. And it's National iPod Day. I don't have one of those.
I don't have an iPod.
I have my old iPods at home.
I have an old phone.
I kept them.
I don't know where my iPods are. Anyway, well, let's get the show cracking. Redman will be joining us this morning.
Okay, drop on the cool bomb.
The spot.
Show some respect when a hip-hop legend is in the building.
Yeah, so we'll kick it with Redman a little bit later, but let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We will be talking about Bill O'Reilly. Find out why everybody is upset at Fox, what they did.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Khaled. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NFL, are we still watching NFL?
Well, you know, yesterday, for some strange reason, I was flipping channels, and I just happened to see that my Cowboys were up like 40-3 against the 49ers. So I took a peek.
Oh.
I peeked.
Oh, you peeked. All right, well, the Cowboys.
I didn't give them enough time to rate, though.
I didn't really watch the game. I watched the Hampton University game. They beat FAMU. I seen my son's team. They won by 30. But I wasn't in, you know, I wasn't really watching NFL. But I'll give you the scores in case you care. All right, now the Bills beat the Bucks, the Bears beat the Panthers, the Titans beat the Browns, the Saints beat the Packers, the Jags beat the Colts, the Rams beat the Cardinals, Miami beat the Jets, the Vikings beat the Ravens, the Cowboys did beat the 49ers 40-10, the Steelers beat the Bengals 29-14, the Chargers beat the Broncos, the Seahawks beat the Giants 24-7, and the Patriots beat the Falcons 23-7. And in Monday Night Football, Philly will be taking on the Washington Redskins.
Salute to Michael Bennett, too. You know, the players met with the owners last week, and the owner said that, you know, they want to, you know, link up with the players and help when it comes to social justice in America for African Americans. And Michael Bennett said, well, first things first, before you even have that conversation, let's get Colin Kaepernick signed to a team. Right. So I just thought that was a dope thing for him to say. So drop on the clues bombs for Michael Bennett. Okay.
Now let's talk about Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, so now people are speaking out about a payout that Bill O'Reilly gave. He settled for $32 million, and that's far higher than any of the previously known settlements. The crazy thing about it is that Fox knew about this settlement. They said they didn't know the amount, and they still renewed his contract after that. He only ended up getting fired in April after the Times revealed the existence of other settlements with women who had accused him of sexual harassment or verbal abuse. Now, Gretchen Carlson, who is a former Fox News host, had this to say.
I think it's horrifying and outrageous that any company, after dismissing somebody for allegations such as that, would not only re-sign a contract, but allow that person to come back on the air. It's outrageous, and it's one of the reasons that I wanted to make sure that I chronicled so many other women's stories in my book, because now we are on a movement. Why should women have the American dream taken away from them? We work just as hard as anyone else, and it's time that it stops.
So last month, Bill O'Reilly did return to Fox for the first time since he got fired for a visit to Sean Hannity's show. And on that show, Hannity said he hoped that O'Reilly would come back for more appearances.
Well, only thing I can keep... Well, first of all, that lady was absolutely right. But all I keep thinking about is the woman who tried to extort Kevin Hart went after the wrong one. Bill O'Reilly out here cutting NFL checks for the poom poom. $32 million. That's how much the chick was trying to get from Kev.
And Fox and O'Reilly have paid a combined $43 million to his accusers.
Jesus Christ. Y'all got to get these Fox execs on camera, all right? Stop trying to get guys like Kev on camera.
Jeez.
All right, extort the right people.
Now, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump is planning to release those classified JFK documents.
Why?
Talking about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Now, he has an October 26th deadline that's set in law by Congress mandating the public release of those still secret documents, including all the FBI and CIA files, barring any action by the president. So that's the deadline that has been set already, unless he tries to block that. And he is not going to block that. He said that he is going to go and allow those to be opened.
Donald, listen. We don't care about that. You know what we care about? UFOs, extraterrestrials, okay? Unseal those files, all right? Open Area 51 to the public. That's what we want.
Now, Donald Trump's longtime political advisor, Roger Stone, is an avid conspiracy theorist. He wrote a book about the claim that President Lyndon B. Johnson, Kennedy's vice president, was involved in that assassination.
We don't care. We've seen that a million times. He got shot in the head. What about them UFOs, though, Donald? Okay, that's what I've been waiting for Donald Trump to start tweeting
all right.
about.
During his campaign, Donald Trump had also made this unfounded claim that the father of Ted Cruz was associated with Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Donald Trump, Barack Obama is an extraterrestrial. You can prove it by opening up the files about UFOs.
All right.
You can prove it by opening up Area 51. Do it, Donald.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend and you want to vent a little bit. Or maybe you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jeremy from Indianapolis.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, hello, Jeremy. Chess. How are you today?
Hi. Long-time caller, first time. I mean, long-time listener, first time caller. It's awesome.
Well, thank you.
But I just wanted to talk about the whole Bill O'Reilly thing and his allegations, which I think are terrible and all that. But I just want to say, I think it's so stupid that, you know, everybody's mad about Bill O'Reilly and everything that he did, but we have a dude in office that's going around talking about grabbing girls and you know what and all that stuff. I just think it's dumb. Everybody's outrageous, all outraged about Bill O'Reilly, which I guess, like I said, which is
they should be,
which is, you know, he they should be. They have every right to be. It's a terrible thing that.
But you want him?
Did,
do you want people to be equally as outraged over Donald Trump?
Yeah, they should. They should be equally outraged over a president who openly is, you know, bashing women, and his whole campaign was about bashing. I mean, most of the stuff that he was doing and saying on the campaign trail was terrible.
But hopefully Donald Trump sexually harasses somebody while in office in the White House.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, you can't sit there and say, oh, you know, Bill O'Reilly's, you know, blah, 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 but, you know, a lot of people voted for President Trump and he was openly talking about grabbing girls and, you know,
right.
That's
everybody
true.
Heard
but
that.
They,
everybody
but
heard
we need
it.
Trump to do that while he's in office in the White House. That should get him up out of
there. Well, we don't want Trump to sexually harass anyone.
We don't want anyone to get sexually harassed.
If it causes him to get impeached and get removed from the White House, yes, we do. Stop it.
We don't want nobody to get sexually harassed.
Yeah, okay, but what you want more? You want
I don't want to affect anyone else's life.
Yeah, all right, y'all say that now.
Any woman.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ Henry. This is Fred from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've talked to y'all this morning. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Good
hey,
morning.
Fred, get it off your chest.
This kind of is sad for the brother, man. I just need y'all to pray for me all around. My girl, I've been my girl since 03, man, and because of Pottawatomie Casino, I'm leaving my home, man, because I can't take it no more. I'm not going to stand for that.
Why? Because of the casino?
Did you gamble too much? What happened?
Not me. Her, my brother. She gambled. She stays out all night
problem.
Long.
She has a gambling problem.
So she has an addiction, you think?
I can't take it, brother.
No, you can
14
get
years,
help.
Man.
Why don't you get help, man? You know, because that's really an addiction. People have a lot of problems with gambling. You should get her some help, bro.
Brother, she don't want no help, brother. She wanna do her thing, stand up 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. She ain't going to allow me to do it. I feel it's wrong, and I'm not going to stand for it, brother. So I'm losing my home, brother. 14 years, man.
Are you sure?
She said you're losing your home or you're leaving.
But he's leaving.
I'm leaving okay. My home because I can't stand.
I thought she gambled away the house.
That's
the
best.
Are you sure? You sure she's not having a relationship with a nice Native American at the casino?
It could be that, brother. You know what? I don't even have the energy or the time to put the effort in, brother. It's just sad. I just want you to pray for me, man.
I'm praying for you because you sound like you're about to cry at any moment.
14 years. You know, gambling is an addiction where people just can't stop. They feel like they got their next big hit. They're about to win. They just can't
brother,
stop.
Brother Envy, but I don't do that, brother. I will not. I'm not going to sit in the crack house. I don't sell crack no more.
Well, check out the crack house and put in and give us some help.
Brother, I just want y'all to pray for me, man.
He's saying that she don't want no help.
What about I pray that she wins some a big amount of money?
Brother, DJ, brother, it's over for me, man. Y'all just pray for me.
All right.
Me.
Now, what happened if he leaves, right? And then tomorrow she hits the 30 million one.
Well, she out. She going to be with her little Native American boyfriend on the casino, and they're going to live happily ever after gambling.
Yeah, they're not
it's
divorced.
Too bad they have to split it? Oh. All right. Well, get it off your chest.
Steve knows, boy.
Steve
like, man, that's
somebody's going through something.
I got the rules, baby.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, or if you want to spread some positivity, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie from Montclair.
Hey, Jackie from Montclair. Get it off your chest.
Hi, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne. First of all, I want to say I love you guys. I love this show. But the thing that has been getting on my nerves for the past month or more is that you guys continue to throw jokes at people or at online degrees. I want to tell you right now that I'm a mom of four. I got a divorce in 2007. I was going to school online. I mean, going to school on campus, but I had to switch and go to school online and finish up my degree because I needed to be with my kids. I should take my kids with me to college. So the thing about it is that it's not easy to go to school online. It's still class. And actually, it's a little bit harder because you have to do it independently. And I'm thinking, Charlamagne, you don't even have a degree, first of all.
I don't make fun of online degrees.
And you have, and you need to go back and listen to it. And you're begging for a degree, an honorary degree.
Yes.
And you're out here joking with other people. And Angela, I mean, much respect to you. You're out here doing your thing, but you have to understand there's women that's going to school and it's hard as hell.
I don't have a problem with that. I think congratulations to you for getting your online degree.
Yeah, congratulations for getting your online degree.
It's not. Don't say it's an online degree.
Yeah, tell them keep that same energy. Tell them keep that same energy when they
congratulations for you to
checked.
Go into school online and getting your degree.
And I think Charlamagne should go online because Charlamagne doesn't have as much time, and I think he should go online.
No, I think that Charlamagne needs to get an honorary degree from one of these colleges.
No, do what this young lady did.
No, he needs to educate himself and be smarter. If you're out here, you're promoting positivity, I think you guys should just watch what you say, because at the end of the day, you keep saying it. It's not like you said it once. I'm like, okay, I've been trying to call in for at least a month now because you guys keep making fun of it. Like I said, a mom of four, I had to get off of campus, and I took my kids to school with me. But well, I could no longer
congratulations,
do that.
Baby.
And then I finished online.
But it doesn't mean it's less than you going on campus. I do want you to know that just because you have a degree, that doesn't make you smarter. It's a difference between education and certification.
It doesn't matter. Why are you even saying that?
Because they don't have no degree. That's why.
Exactly. That just shows how uneducated you are.
Malcolm X didn't have a degree, and Malcolm X would run circles around Harvard scholars.
But what does that mean?
She's very proud of herself.
There's a difference between education and certification.
I'm glad you got your degree, Mama.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay.
That makes perfect sense. Certification is all the degrees. You have your associate's degree, you have your bachelor's degree. You can have all these degrees, but that don't mean you're educated.
Well, maybe.
Malcolm X read every book in the library. Malcolm X would run circles around Harvard scholars. It is a difference between education and certification. And if you don't know that, then maybe you're not as smart as you think you are.
Well, she's very proud of herself, and we're proud of her for raising four kids and getting her degree.
I'm just saying, I'm not familiar with online degrees, but the reason...
She has a regular degree. She just went to classes online.
No, I'm not talking about online, but I know some people can take classes online. And it's easier. And the reason it's easier is because who can tell me if I'm cheating or not on the test?
You know what's easy?
Who can tell me that?
You know what's easy? Getting an honorary degree from a college. And that's what I want. And I don't want it to be an honorary online degree.
Why not?
Thank you very
much. What's wrong with an online degree?
Because if I'm getting it and I'm begging, I should be able to pick what
I want.
You
guys, she just told y'all it's not an online degree. It's a real degree. She just took her classes online. She started off on campus.
Tomato.
All right.
Okay. Online grocery shopping isn't online grocery shopping either. Online Christmas shopping isn't online Christmas shopping.
University in New Hampshire, would you like a degree from there, sir?
Yeah, why not?
It's an online degree. Okay, we'll set you up.
I don't know what that is. I don't want it.
Guy's a jerk. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. Eve, you got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll tell you about another celebrity who has come forward about their battle with substance abuse. Also, what did James Packer have to say about his big mistake in marrying Mariah Carey?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
So it has just been revealed, and we already kind of knew this because they were teasing that they were in talks with Justin Timberlake, but he is going to be doing that Super Bowl halftime show.
Is he going to bring Janet Jackson out this time?
Well, that was in 2004 that happened, and that has not been confirmed, but maybe.
He should. Janet's on tour. Janet's in shape. She's in fighting shape. Bring her out.
Who knows? It could be just a replay of what happened back in 2004. Well, he was on, and he actually teased and announced that he's going to be performing. Here he is now with Jimmy Fallon.
Excuse me, sir, do you have the time?
I was going to ask you, sir, if you have the time.
I do have the time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You're doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl? You do have time!
That was corny, but kind of clever.
That was kind of clever. It was corny, but kind of clever. Maybe we had to see it. Did you see it?
No, I think I did, but I wasn't paying attention to what I was watching. It was in the living room or something. But it would be dope to see Justin Timberlake perform in a Colin Kaepernick jersey and then take a knee at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. And that'd be interesting to see him bring Janet Jackson back out.
All right, now somebody else has been accused of sexually assaulting women in Hollywood, and that's director James Toback. He's been accused of sexual harassment by 38 women so far.
Oh, you knew that was coming.
Oh, you already know.
The lid is about to be blown off Hollywood.
Now, according to one woman, she said he'd get to know you intimately, get you to trust him. He'd say it's all part of the process. Then in a hotel room, a movie trailer, a public park, meetings framed as interviews or auditions, things would get very sexual. One woman said, I felt like a prostitute, an utter disappointment to myself, my parents, my friends, and I deserve not to tell anyone. That was Adrienne LaVallee talking about her situation. Now, during meetings, many of the women said that he would talk about sexual conquests with famous other women and then ask you humiliating personal questions. How often do you masturbate? How much pubic hair do you have? And then he said he couldn't properly function unless he, I don't know if I can say this, but played with himself.
First of all,
several times a day. Then he would dry hump them or masturbate in front of them, ejaculating into his pants or onto their bodies, and then walk away, meeting over.
What kind of sicko asks you how many pubic hairs do you have? Who the hell? And what kind of sicko knows how many pubic hairs they have?
I don't know.
But, how the hell
but how do you start that? Like, how was that initial time? Like, your first time? Because obviously,
what, counting your pubic hairs?
No, I mean, what? Sexually harassing somebody. Like, how do you have the balls to start, like,
because you're in a position of power. You're just a man shooting a shot. That's what it is.
That's
but
crazy.
You know, you're using your power to put people in compromising situations. You're making people compromise themselves for these roles. That's where the problem comes into play at.
And yeah, and the problem is that these women are aspiring actresses and they feel like their career could be over if they say anything because this man is a powerful man in Hollywood that could destroy you. So it just puts you in a really awful situation.
And the sad part, back in the day, that was probably right.
It's probably still happening now, and I don't know why people act so shocked. Like, that whole thing about the casting couch, that came from somewhere. Mm. It derived from somewhere.
Right.
All right, Ed Sheeran has revealed that he had a secret battle with substance abuse, and now he's opening up about it. He said, I think you need to, when you get into the industry, adjust to fame, and I didn't adjust because I was constantly working on tour. All the pitfalls that people read about, I found myself slipping into all of them, mostly substance abuse. He didn't say which substances that he was using, but he said it just started gradually happening, and then some people took me to one side and were like, calm yourself down. He said it's all fun to begin with. It all starts off as a party, and then you're doing it on your own, and it's not. So that was a wake-up call, and I took a year off. So he did that to focus on work.
No, he's focused now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, we're glad that he got it together. And it's important for people to reveal whatever struggles that they have so it can help other people out. Because anyone can happen to anyone. Now, James Packer, he was the one that was engaged to Mariah Carey, talked about how everything was a mistake from the beginning. He said, I was at a low point in my personal life. Documenting the negotiations with my sister was taking longer than expected. And he met Mariah through Brett Ratner. He said she was kind, exciting, and fun. Mariah is a woman of substance. She's very bright, but it was a mistake for her and a mistake for me. Now, since then, since they broke up, he's kept quiet and stayed out of the spotlight. He said he has one big regret. He said, my biggest regret is that I let my marriage to Erica fail. That's his ex-wife. It is what it is, and she's doing an incredible job with the kids, and we are in a great place.
I just want to be bored enough to count my pubic hairs. I'm going to try that on our next holiday break.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. When we come back, Redman.
Show some respect when Hip Hop Royalty is in the building, okay? He's got a new show that he's hosting on VH1 called Scared Famous. That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Scared Famous. I think it premieres tonight.
Yeah, and everybody's in like a haunted house, and it's a competition to see who's the one that's still standing.
Yeah, Redman hosted it.
All right.
And it was shot in Savannah, so salute to everybody who listens to us on 94.1 The Beat in Savannah, Georgia.
By the way, I stayed at a haunted hotel when I was just in Louisville.
Did you?
At the Brown. Yeah, they said it's a haunted hotel, and it felt a little haunted. Oh, it's been there since 1923.
All right. Well, we'll get to Redman when we come back. Keep it locked, and of course, we'll do a Redman mini mix. So get your request in now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Reggie Noble, yes. Redman is here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, you got the new show, Scared Famous?
Yeah, they got me on VH1.
Okay.
But you're hosting. You're not a contestant.
I'm just a master ceremony.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you're not a cast member of Love and Hip Hop.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Not at all. And they knew that my goal is not to be acting. I don't want to act, really. I want to be behind the camera. That's my goal. So this show gave me a little balance where I don't have to be on the scene all the time.
Got you.
I just introduced the challenges. And mostly the antics come from them staying all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got to understand, this show pulling all the biggest reality stars from different shows. Mm-hmm. Love and Hip Hop, Mob Wives. And they all got to stay in this one house. So
did
that's
you watch any of those shows, and were you familiar with?
I love VH1 shows.
Okay,
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, you know, I love a little ignorance sometimes. I like a little ignorance sometimes. So I watch the shows. I'm heavy on it.
Are you into horror?
I love horror.
Come on, Redman.
Hey, I'm just asking.
Oh, you a horror fan?
Yes.
No, he's a liar.
I'm about to see if
you're
you don't pay people to scare me.
I'm a horror fan. I don't think you're a horror fan. Yes.
Okay.
But I knew you was a horror fan just because of like, all your old videos and stuff you say in your record.
And the Redman looks like Red Room.
What's your favorite horror movie?
All right, classically, The Exorcist. I think when I was young, it looks different now, though. When you look at it now, it looks different than it did. But I used to love Nightmare on Elm Street when I was younger.
It looks corny now.
You got to put it in perspective of when these movies came out and how scary they were when they came out. And then when you look at it now, of course, it's not the same. But I think as of recent years, The Conjuring has been like the most...
Conjuring is dope. I'm a big horror fan. I seen Suspiria in the movie theater. That's one of the top five horror movies of all time. Do your homework. Suspiria. I heard they're making a remake of it.
See, it's crazy because sometimes, like, it's hard to make a great, scary horror movie.
The last good horror movie.
See horror movies, and sometimes if they're not scary, it's so disappointing.
The last good horror movie was Precious. Precious and For Colored Girls was the last two good horror movies.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, okay, so now this is interesting to me because let's talk about Eminem because obviously you guys have always had a great relationship. He really looks at you as the person that inspired him.
Yeah, Vince Staples tweeted out something the other day.
If Eminem was black, he would be Redman.
By the way, I've been saying that for years. I think I told you that last time you was here.
Yeah.
I said that, been saying that for years.
Right.
Yeah, well, what's funny is I talked to Eminem 2 days ago on his birthday. Mm-hmm. I called him up. We chatted for like a good 25 minutes. He's just so happy that, you know, that he's accepted in all races. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. From black, white, Mexican. And he just like to have fun like we do, man. He's a regular motherfucker like we are.
Say what you want.
So he's a regular motherfucker like we are that step in his pants one leg at a time and he just enjoy the music.
Right.
Enjoy the music. So
it's crazy that people got so up in arms like about his freestyle. It seems like this huge controversy. I'm like, he's just, you know, expressing what he feels that a lot of us are feeling. Why did it turn into some whole
thing? It wasn't a controversy over his messaging, though. It was just a controversy over how dope it was. Like, to me, it wasn't that dope. But I like the message. I'm glad he used his privilege to combat prejudice. But I heard way better Eminem verses.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, we talked about that yesterday in an interview. And he could have went up there and blacked out. Mm-hmm. He could have went up there and been bodying the But he used that platform and his color to address the unjust.
Right. It wasn't a verse. It was kind of more like a spoken word.
Exactly.
Talking about the issue.
It was different.
That's white privilege. We making excuses to why a verse was subpar. It just was subpar. By Eminem standards.
What? So you looking at it as just he could have bodied it more.
Yes. Just lyrically. I love the message in it. Mm-hmm. I love what he's conveying. Mm-hmm. But just lyrically, I'm like, come on, man. That, when he said that whole... being racist, the only thing you fantastic for because you get your rocks off in your orange. I'm like, that's a reach. I'm a comic book fan. The thing ain't even really orange. Like,
that's a, yo, that's come a on. Reach. Only you going to cipher. Yeah, you know what? Of course, as a real MC, we look at that. But, you know, I was looking at the bigger picture.
Gotcha.
And that was just it, man. He killed it. And he, like I said, he could have went up there blacking and bodying this but... He used that little time to do the unjust. So.
Speaking of rap, how you got more verses on Wu-Tang new album than GZA?
Ooh, that's bad.
Well, you guys not on the album.
You guys not on there at all.
And listen.
I think GZA got like four balls.
But I heard that album started out as a Math versus Meth album.
Yeah, and you know, Mathematic is my dude. Like, mm-hmm. we always on the road and we always chop it up about building and putting out quality music. And he finally got his break and did it the right way as much as we talk. Because this industry is shit.
Yeah.
Him... connecting with RZA made it a bigger picture.
Mm. Right.
You know, than just the Math and Method Man album. It became a bigger picture, and it's working. It's working for him right now. Heavy.
Tough. The album's tough.
Yeah, the album is tough. Like, I'm getting everybody hitting me from everywhere. Like, yo, congrats on the new album. I'm like, word, it's like that. I'm like, yes. So, he did his thing.
You got some dope balls on there. On Lesson Learned, you said at your age, you're just trying to make bread, and you don't care about being nice at 40.
Explain
that a little bit.
When I said trying to be nice to 40, you can have it all, shorty.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make his story, because his story say, rap, I divorced her, the bitch bore me. So in other words, like, don't try to be cocky at 40. Like, you got to be putting in work since you was at your prime.
Right.
And holding down that level of confidence that you the... You the shit. Like, I know since I came out, I know I remained in the top 10 to me, in my point. Because I'm always barbershop
consistent.
Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always like, yeah, but what about Redman? I pops up. So, you know, you got some dudes out there that might have a hot verse and shit, and they might be my age or in my era, came from my era, and they talking shit a little bit, but they ain't hauled it down the whole era time.
Yeah,
got a hot verse, and you the man. Now you got to hold that shit down your whole career to be an MC like Jay did and Nas did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You can't just have a hot verse and say, yeah, I'm doing this. No, you got to be consistent with it. So that's the only thing I was saying.
Is it really just about the bread at this point?
Not at all. For me, it is a little bit because I worked hard for the bitch.
But you could be in front of the cameras more and be acting more if you wanted to.
If I wanted to, but
so
I don't want to.
About-
I'm an ugly guy. I don't want to be on TV. I need to be right in the back where I belong.
All right, we got more with Redman when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. We have Redman in the building. Yee.
I was at the Revolt Music Conference, and they honored Queen Latifah, right?
I love Queen La.
And I have to say, I was thinking about that time period when Jersey was like, everybody was from Jersey. All the rappers, it was like the place to be because it was Naughty by Nature. There was Redman.
Queen Latifah, Poor Righteous Teachers.
Yeah, there was Poor Righteous Teachers. It was the Artifacts. And you had like everybody just from Jersey. What's the scene like in Jersey now?
You know what? Good question. What's funny is I was going to do this. I was like, you know what? I thought about what's going on with freaking Jersey right now besides them trying to gingerfy that bitch.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap is like one of the last names that came out of there that did it big. I haven't yet got a chance to really connect with him yet. But at the end of the day, what I thought about the other day was all Jersey artists is working.
Queen Latifah,
working.
Legend, icon.
Naughty by Nature, stay on the road.
Legend.
On the road right now, working. Do It All Do, working. Joe Buttons, working. Fetty Wap, working. Redman, working. Artifacts, working.
Rod Digger,
working. Mm-hmm. All our artists is working and still have active in the game, so I can't complain about it. The next thing is building up North.
I wonder why the next generation of Jersey rappers, it wasn't more after
was
like y'all kicked the door in the way y'all did.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It wasn't a generation of really nothing for a minute. New York, too.
Yeah.
Everybody started following down south. Everybody got lost. I think everybody just got lost for a minute.
Is that one of the reasons rap bores you? Because on Lesson Learned, you mentioned it earlier, you said rap bores you.
He said rap is shit now.
Well,
the industry.
The industry of it, of like labels really taking artists, young artists, and building the artists is shit. Now, you got to come standard with already views and all that. You know, that don't show an artist how to be built. You know, you letting him follow what's on the radio, and then you use that artist until the next one come, and then you just get him out of there. You know, and when I hear a DJ say, we're going to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take it back. And they throw on Versace. There's a problem in the industry. There's a fucking problem in the industry,
Word.
Bro. So, you know, I just want to educate. That's all, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just send my message out to educate these young artists out here, man. Like, just go for the longevity. Don't be a microwave rapper, hot now and out tomorrow.
I always have to ask the OGs, did they see themselves growing older in hip-hop? And if so, what did you see yourself doing at this point?
Yo, what's funny is I used to tell my moms, like, yo, I ain't rapping at 43. I'm gonna be set. And I'm rapping past 45. When you're an artist forever. Your fans grow with you.
Right.
It might not be in abundance as you get older, but they still support you. For example, me and Meth, we got a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just have fans. We have a cult. We know at any given time when we drop music or we drop anything, we go on the road for 2 years
right.
or a year and a half. We don't really necessarily depend on capturing the new artists or the new fans and trying to bring in new... We have a cult fan already, so as you get older, your fans get older. They just want you to supply them. That's all. So we have enough cult fans that we could just supply.
And probably when you first came into it, hip-hop was still pretty young. So you didn't have, like, a rapper that was 45 years old to say, okay, he's still doing his thing. It was still a really young genre.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So now as all the artists that came out are getting older, you're like, all right, look, Nas... Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
LL Cool J, you see Eric B.
Killing
and Rakim.
Killing
you
them.
See EPMD. Everybody's still, you know, doing
Big
shows.
Big Daddy Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Doing shows heavily, not just little sporadic shows here and there. Rakim, every time I turn on his IG, he had a show.
Word.
Every time I see, when I'm going overseas, I see Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Yeah.
I talk to Pete Rock. He's over there with CO Smooth right now in Germany.
Totally. And ain't it nice to see people come back together? Like, they had a falling out.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We're going to bring it back together.
Yeah, and I told Pete Rock, too, everybody is waiting on the Pete Rock and CO Smooth album. I don't even want to give y'all the answer he gave me.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah, let's think about that, Pete. We need one of those albums.
I don't think hip-hop respects the catalogs of artists anymore. And what I mean by that is, like, all of y'all should be able to go out there and still do shows off just your old stuff.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do. We do. That's what they want to hear. The old stuff is what generated the energy anyway. Mm-hmm. So when I'm doing a show, when Red MF doing a show, we might do some new shit. But when we say, y'all is ready to go back, that's when the place get live and is falling out the bleachers and everything. It's wild when he take it back. So, yes.
And plus, y'all still nice.
Nice.
Like, it seemed like it was a point where, like, the guys from the late 80s, early 90s, kind of, like, they weren't the same. Lost a step. But it's like, y'all still nice.
Yeah, we elevated it. I ain't gonna lie. You know, the 90s era is in the middle. You got to remember, there's 80s, there's 90s, and there's the now. Who's always that spoiled baby, the middle baby? Mm-hmm. We are. So we elevated the game. And, you know, I'm very proud to be from the era I came in. It was the most pivotal era it was to me, you know.
I know it's intimidating for artists still to this day to have to go on after Red MF.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of that. It's a fucking lot of that. Y'all artists know who y'all are, too. Y'all new artists, y'all big artists. We have big artists that's known, that's new. Ducking. No, We running on stage before them. One person you don't ever want to follow is KRS-One. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you Big Daddy Kane or Lil Uzi. I said it right?
Yeah.
He is phenomenal on stage, and his hits is so... When he throw on certain records, man, it don't matter what genre of music you in or what culture of person you are, the building is shut down.
Word.
And that's one rule I learned, and I learned from KRS-One of my shows, too. That's why me and Meth body...
You ever get disappointed seeing some artists perform and they just don't put as much in
Horrible.
The stage show as you guys have?
First of all, where the f*** do all this lip syncing be coming from with these artists? That's the fact? You throw on a record already that got the lyrics playing and you on top of it, so when you rocking and they can see you pause while the lyric is still going, that's horrible.
That was an R&B thing, then it turned into a rap thing.
Man, when was it an R&B thing? Hey, y'all little artists, y'all need to cut that shit out. Let me tell you something. Stop lip syncing. Hip hop wasn't based on get your win up. Go to the gym. Get your win up. And that's how you're going to be in a fight. You need your win. That brings your win up. Lip syncing. When I seen that goddamn Mariah Carey lip syncing on that goddamn New Year's. And I love Miss Carey. You know I love you, Mariah.
Mariah.
I always that up. But Mariah, you know we got history. You know I love you. You know I ride for you. But that lip syncing on New Year's, ooh, low.
A lot of pressure on a vocalist like Mariah, though.
Yeah, I mean, she knows. So I was like, she knew better than that. I know she won't do that again. But the new artists don't do it. It's fucking up y'all's show and y'all getting talked about.
All right, we got more with Red Man when we come back. Let's get to a Red Man mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Red Man is in the building. Charlamagne?
If a new artist or a kid never heard Red Man and you had one album of yours to let them hear, what would it be? Like, what's quintessential Red Man to you?
You probably have to start with what the album.
I don't think so.
That's a good one. You can. But I would either start with Muddy Waters.
Or
Doc's the Name. Muddy Waters or Doc's the Name.
I say Muddy Waters.
Okay, me too. I say that. It was like in the middle when that was when I got my like my freshness and I wasn't dirty no more. I was a little dirty on There's a Dark Side. I was dirty. Then I got cleaned up. Got my shaving on and lost a little weight on Muddy Waters.
You never let them turn you commercial, though. Even with all the movies and the sitcoms, you are Meth. Y'all never turned into, like, just commercial acting dudes.
Well, because we talk about marijuana. You got to understand, when you talk about marijuana, especially in them days, like, you know, hip-hop was elevating and it was branching. And far as into commercials and, mm-hmm. you know, dudes like me, Snoop, B-Real, and Meth, you know, we the forefathers of this marijuana game. I'm privileged to say it's going to be legalized in all the states soon,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you got to understand, during that time, we probably was shortened of endorsements because people don't want to put if we're doing a Coke commercial, they're not going to hire us.
Yeah.
We missed a lot of endorsements because of what we talked about. So that kind of helped it too, like, you know, as far as what we talked about. So that's why we're doing movies now, MEP doing movies now, and, you know, we just using our platform, what we have, without the judgment.
Is there anything you regret that y'all did?
No.
Now, you say you want to get into TV film production. Like,
yes.
What kind of projects would come from the mind of Redman?
Oh, man, if I tell you that, I got to kill you.
Because I got
horror, some comedy.
dramedy, comedy. Okay. I got a lot of ideas written down, man, that I wanna push forward. But, you know, I just got an eye. Like, you know what drove me to that? Because of my skits on my album.
Yeah.
Like,
the videos.
Yeah, I'm known for a good album, but what people are excited about is hearing the skits. And I got the ability to make you visualize a skit by hearing it. So I just want to do something visually. I want to bring my talent to the screen, because it's not just about making a movie or doing music. It's about, you know, placing yourself in a position to make a change in the world. Don't do music or don't do anything unless you feel you're making a contribution or you're trying to make a change. You know, don't just get in it to make money. I want to get behind the camera so I could give some good visual on how I see the world and bring some positivity to the light.
I feel like Superman Lover could be like a dope-ass cartoon.
Yeah.
The new Superman Lover on Yo, I'm coming out with Muddy Waters 2, the album, next year.
You didn't have one on Mudface, though.
No, I didn't. But Superman Lover 7?
7.
On a new album? Ridiculous. My album, Muddy Waters 2 album,
so
is ridiculous.
So that could be like a mini-series.
It can be.
Absolutely.
It can be.
Trapped in the Closet for...
it can be.
So when's the new album dropping? He said Trapped in the Closet.
Like, you know how R. Kelly did the series?
Oh, no. We ain't trapping the closet.
No. That's what it was called.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. When he had a series.
Series. Yeah, it was like a play.
Jesus Christ. Now, you was down in Savannah.
Yeah.
In a haunted house. Was it really haunted?
You know Savannah is a big plantation.
Absolutely.
And where we was at, it was supposed to be a resort. And just because of the weather and the storm tore all the trees down, they dropped the project. All the money was wasted. And we was out there with nobody. 100 acres of nothing but spooky shit. And it's really a haunted land. Matter of fact, Ben Affleck got a guest home out there. I stayed in his guest home. And the cast stayed in a haunted house.
Okay.
You didn't want to stay there and see if anything crazy?
No, that. You know we don't play that. No, I don't want nothing to come home. Actually, I got bit in the ass by a female ghost on my porch.
A lot of women got bit in the ass at Ben Affleck's house, too, probably.
Well, I got bit in my ass. I was smoking a blunt and on the porch, and I usually have the door cracked because I don't want it to close and I be locked out. I make sure it's locked, but, you know, I'm funny with that. So I'm out there smoking a blunt, and the door just go, and there's no wind blowing. I literally farted right there. And I was like, oh, and I froze. And I seen a little ghostly appearance fly out with a nipple flying in the back. So I knew
it was a woman.
And I was like, did this bitch just bite me in the ass?
So wait, you farted and then she bit your ass?
I farted and I seen a smoke. I farted, I got bit in the ass, and then I seen a nipple come on her back like this as she flew away.
Maybe she was mad that you farted in her face.
Maybe. I'm just glad it wasn't a male ghost biting me in the ass.
Are you sure it wasn't Young Jock? He's on this show. Are you sure it wasn't? Are you positive?
Yo, Young Jock is my nigga, man. He came on there winning, man. Big up to Young Jock. What's funny is, when I did an interview yesterday, somebody told me, you know, Redman, you're not like all the other artists. You have a little pass to say what you want, because everybody know you well-grounded and you 100. So, for example, I did it's on my IG. I had a fly in my house, and the fly was f***ing with me for like 2 hours in my house. I think some flies got in my house and just was flying around. Yeah, they was just flying around, so it was just f***ing with me my whole session. So I did a little IG post because it was serious. I was like, you see this? How many people hate flies in their house? I got a gay fly in my house. I said, this fly gay as hell. He came by me buzzing like zzz, and this was tripping off that. But I have that allowance to say things like that, because if anybody else would have said it, they would have got torn down about it. Like, you saying the fly is gay? How you know? Did you see his
Everybody's
if you attack somebody because they call it a fly gay, I think we're reaching a little too hard. Like, we're too sensitive.
Hey, come on now.
Come on, bro.
They will, bro.
Yeah.
If the right person said it, oh yeah, they'll jump down their throat. They look at me like, yeah, we can't get no money from this. He all right. Let him go.
As long as you don't say it's a fruit fly.
I know that's right. That's funny as hell. And yo, so I'm looking over here. Let me say what the show is. Scared Famous airs October 23rd, 9 o'clock, VH1. And I think y'all gonna like it because you know what? At the end of the day, you know, they all come on the show as friends.
Word.
But when the challenges start going, and you know, as much as they be in the house together, you see them start backstabbing like a money. And they play for 100 grand. For the towards their favorite charity.
Oh yeah.
So that's the big deal right there.
Word.
Yes.
All right. It's the legendary Red Man, y'all. It's the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Shout out to New Jersey 12. It's a TV broadcast out in New Jersey. They highlighted the car show yesterday and doing a free car show. I did a free car show out in Jersey yesterday. It was free for everybody. We did pumpkin painting, face painting, slides for the kids. It was just a dope event, and thank you for covering the event. I appreciate you guys. I heard I was just on TV. But let's get to the rumors. We're talking Jemele Hill.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, it is time for Jemele Hill to get back to work. Now, she was suspended for ESPN. She had a 2-week suspension over some remarks, some tweets that she made about Jerry Jones. Now, here is what she had to say about her suspension.
I would tell people absolutely after my Donald Trump tweets, I deserve that suspension. Like, Wow. Absolutely. Like, I violated the policy. I deserve that suspension. You know, going forward, like, we'll be in a good, healthy place. It'll be fine. And as I said, like, the only thing I ever apologize for is, like, I put ESPN in a bad spot. I'll never take back what I said.
No, that Jemele Hill statement was very disappointing. You did not deserve to get suspended by ESPN, Jemele. That's why people were riding with you so hard, because your suspension was unjust.
Canceling subscriptions, okay? And all that, yeah.
If we felt like you deserved to be suspended, then why were we calling ESPN complaining? Don't justify them suspending you, Jemele.
All right, she says she still won't take back what she said about Donald Trump, but she does regret putting ESPN in that position.
No, they put you in a bad position, Jemele.
I'm just telling you what she said.
All you had to say was, I stand by what I said, and I look forward to being back on ESPN on Monday. That's it.
She felt like she was treated fairly, according to her statements.
No, well, we didn't.
All right, Cardi B and Offset, they broke up, then got back together, and I don't know what was going on, but I guess she was just mad at him. You know how it happens, right? You get mad at your boyfriend mm-hmm. over something that you saw on his social media or something that somebody told you. So she posted single, and then she threw up the peace sign, and she put peace, N-word. And then she later on had a change of heart. She said, so listen, babes, I exaggerated a little bit earlier because I was really upset, and the Bronx girl in me always have to go to the extreme. She said, I came to my sense now. I'm sorry, Waffle House on me. So she said, sometimes you got to do ish the old you would do, so MFers know not to play with the new you.
See, that's the problem with social media, because, you know, you've all been in a relationship with you. I'm breaking up with you right now. It's over. Mm-hmm. But then you run to social media with it, and then you got to delete the post 2 seconds later.
I mean, you know what? She was having a little bit of a rough time. Now, she also had an issue with the hotel she was staying at. She was in Albany, and she got kicked out of the hotel. They had video of her leaving the hotel, and this is what she said actually happened.
Now, if you know me, I don't even talk about smoking weed because everybody knows that I do not smoke weed. I get very paranoid, and none of my team members smoke weed. If they were to kick us out for something else, but for weed, I'm not taking that. We could all get drug tests. Nobody smokes. Mind you, everybody on the floor was Caucasian. You got motherfuckers who's being prejudiced and picking on who the fuck they thought they were smoking weed. And you got the wrong one.
I didn't know what she meant. She meant Caucasian. Yeah. Oh, she said Caucasian. I was confused at first.
You said Caucasian.
I thought she was talking about Coke, too. She was talking about Coke.
I thought she was for real.
I thought she was saying nobody in her crew do drugs. I didn't pay attention
to it. She was saying
she
don't smoke weed. She said Caucasian, not Coke.
Caucasian she meant. I was confused for a little bit.
I thought she said she didn't smoke weed, and she meant she didn't do Coke either.
That's what I thought at first, too.
I knew. She said Caucasian.
Oh, Caucasian is what she meant. Okay.
All right, so she was saying that they were racist. There she has since deleted all of that, but I can understand. I'd be mad, too, if I got kicked out for smoking weed, and I don't even smoke weed.
So young Cardi just had an emotional weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B. You'll be all right, dude. Just a little growing pains, okay?
Sometimes guys like that drama, too. I'm done with you.
You all goddamn right. All the time. I'm bringing up with you right now. Think I don't threaten my wife with divorce all the time?
You better stop. You better not.
For little stuff, too.
She'd be like, peace.
You better not.
All right, Gabrielle Union. Now, people were really going in on her for this and making jokes, a lot of memes, because she was on with Sway and he asked her about her book. You know, she has her book out right now, which I gotta read. That's gonna be the next book I read after my book club this Wednesday. And here is what he asked her about.
Whenever you are having consensual sexual relationships, there should be equal pleasure. And we're not just the vessel for someone else's pleasure.
Does that mean she has to eat the man's butt?
I mean, if we're talking about, you know, equal time here, reciprocity.
Guys really aren't, at least the ones I know, aren't really into this.
That's what they say. It's all about equality. And a lot of times, especially women, feel like I'm going to lose him if I don't do X, Y, Z. And there's never any thought to the woman enjoying sex.
That don't sound like Sway. Who the hell
was it? It was supposed to be on Sway. I don't know.
No, that was Sway. Sway got people that are also on the show.
Oh, that was somebody talking?
That's somebody talking. Yeah, right. He got
Sway
a couple
didn't
other
ask
people.
That actual question. All right, so basically, she was saying that even though men deny it, they enjoy a little bit of butt eating.
I've never denied it.
Right, some people do, though.
I like eating ass. I like getting my ass.
Now, people were going in on her for whatever reason. So she went on Twitter and she said, "Judgment about sexual gratification is what keeps people sexually repressed and having uneven sexual experiences. What's shocking is that people are shocked that a grown-ass woman has the balls to speak openly and honestly about sex. Y'all are comedy. I'm 45 and just got married, so my sexual experience covers decades. My sexual life didn't just start with my second marriage. God bless y'all."
If a woman wants to eat a man's butt, don't shame her because of it, okay? That's love. And fellas, if a woman wants to eat your butt, let her, because if the relationship ends and she gets disrespectful with you, then you can always say, "Yeah, but you ate my ass, though."
That's all you care about, right? Huh? That's all you think about.
Yeah, I'm always going to play that ass-eating card.
It's just now, I'm sure she had to clarify that she doesn't. It could have been anyone, because she doesn't want everybody to, you know, Dwayne Wade.
Who cares?
Now
everybody who likes being Dwayne Wade? Butt eating? Who cares?
Well, maybe she didn't want to put his business out
Dwayne
there
like
that.
Backdoor plays? He like backdoor plays. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Pick all a right. Do the screen. What do they call it?
Pick a roll?
Pick a roll. Post the screen. What do they call it? Set a screen. There you go.
He's probably like, "Yo, don't put my business out there.
Don't backdoor him. It's all good."
He's right.
Dwayne.
They're married.
Stop it. All right? It's fine. All right?
Okay.
You probably think he, because of the way he dresses sometime, that people will think it's some other thing. But come on, if your woman wants to eat your butt, it's your woman.
All right. Knock
it off.
Butt eating, guys.
That's a good dribble.
A little dribble.
Little dribble. Why the dribble brown?
Stop it, man. Come on.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor
report.
Man,
you guys are kids. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Why say yes like
yes,
that?
Yes. Yes.
Guys, I like his buddy.
Okay, I'm focused. Yes. I'm focused. I'm back focused.
All right. Donkey of the day. We can be donkey to.
Listen, Donkey of the Day is going to A Boogie and his crew and PNB Rock's crew, okay? They need to come to the front of the congregation.
They're both on Atlantic.
I'll explain all this young boy stuff to you after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 23rd, goes to the individuals who jumped the rapper known as Little B the Bass God. Now, over the weekend, there was a festival called Rolling Loud. Salute to all the young kings and queens who performed at the Rolling Loud Festival this weekend. Too bad some of y'all chose to act like savages instead of the all-wise and civilized individuals you are by nature. Now, Little B allegedly got the beats by A Boogie and PNB Rock's crew. I don't know what's true and what's not true. I can only go by what Little B said. In the video I saw... Now, the video I saw was 7 to 10 people putting hands and feet on Lil B, and the reason Lil B got the beats was a tweet he sent out on September 30th, 2017, where Lil B says, "I feel like I rep New York hip-hop harder than some of the artists from New York. These New York artists sound like Future and Dej Loaf." Now, I can understand why A Boogie's crew would take offense to that, because A Boogie reps the Bronx, but if that is indeed the reason Lil B got the beats, that's not a justifiable reason. Now, I'm the guy who always says you can't tell someone how to react after you push them. But the reaction should be an equal or opposite reaction, okay? A critique of your music via a tweet doesn't equate to a lynching by 7 to 10 guys. Now, Lil B went on stage immediately after getting jumped, and he had this to say.
Hey, Boogie and his whole crew just jumped me in the back, man, and beat me up in the back, man. That's crazy, man. But I'm going to tell y'all like this. It's all love. I don't promote violence. I'm never with the violence. So I love them, and it's all good. I said something about Boogie music, and they all got mad, and they jumped me about that. So it's all good. I'm still here. I got jumped by like 10 motherfuckers because they stole my and everything. So I can't even do my show because they stole my
Jesus Christ. Lil B was also caught by Revolt TV's Shaheem Reed. Dropping a clues bomb for Shaheem Reed. He was caught by Shaheem after the incident, and he had this to say.
How I'm going to run with it is positivity for myself, you know, and really use this to show people to make sure that you don't retaliate with violence. I'm not going to retaliate with violence. I love them, and I'll hang out with them, you feel me? We can shake hands after this if they want to chop it up and talk to me. You know, hip-hop is a little too violent, so I think that folks should, you know, not hit everybody, but there's some folks that are representing the culture that need to, you know, just kick back. It ain't all about being all violent.
Now, here's the thing, young boys. First of all, I applaud Lil B. Give Lil B a round of applause, okay? Very zen-like approach.
Yes.
He is taking to this whole situation, okay? Can I get the applause? No, we don't have the applause. All right, well.
I'd be even more scared of what he's about to do. Okay.
Now, see, negativity can only affect you if you're on the same frequency, okay? So you got to vibrate higher, as my girl Snow the Product would say. Vibrate higher, okay? I respect Lil B's approach to this whole situation. He's absolutely right. Violence is whack. People should be able to critique respectfully, and I don't know why A Boogie was offended by Lil B's tweet, because A Boogie doesn't sound like Future or Dej Loaf. If anyone should be offended by that tweet, it's Designer, because he sounds like Future a lot. But who in New York sounds like Dej Loaf? Does A Boogie sound like Dej Loaf?
I never thought
no.
that.
I don't think so.
Me neither.
I thought it was random, but...
Yeah. I can see it a little bit, maybe, now that Lil B mentioned it, or maybe I'm just saying, I'm hearing it because Lil B said it, but yeah, all right. Okay, maybe Dej Boogie had a right to feel away. All right, and like I always say, A Boogie had a right to feel away. All right, and like I always say, you cannot tell someone how to react to you after you push them. Even if I don't agree with how they reacted, I understand that some people you push, they will push you back. Some people you push are going to get you jumped by 7 to 10 guys. Now, here's why A Boogie and PNB Rock's crew are getting donkey today. More than likely, you guys eat off A Boogie and PNB Rock, right? Well, all that money will slow down now that you're known for beating up artists at major festivals with corporate sponsors, okay? PNB Rock, your set has been canceled by Rolling Loud after this altercation. And from what I've been told, PNB Rock, you can barely get into venues across the country now because you and your crew have a reputation for fighting all the time, okay? Hey, Boogie, you don't want to be on that liability list with PNB Rock to where promoters think y'all going to cause trouble, fight other artists. Y'all messing with the promoter's money, because what if y'all had beat up Lil B bad enough the way he couldn't even take the stage at all? Now the promoters are out of a scheduled performer, okay? You guys did nothing but mess with your own money by doing this, because if A Boogie and PNB Rock can't do shows, then y'all don't eat. Come on, brothers, pick your battles, okay? This tweet Lil B was put out was not worth a 7 to 10 man lynching. Maybe a pressing, okay, a check-in, but it didn't need to get physical. Now, let's talk about the physical aspect, because this is why I'm really giving y'all donkey of the day. Young brothers, older brothers, I don't know how old the people were jumping Lil B, but it was 7 to 10 of y'all. And when I say Lil B had minimal damage, if any, you dudes should be embarrassed. Okay, go do some push-ups, some calisthenics, drink more protein. 7 to 10 guys jumped Lil B, and Lil B's health bar barely decreased at all. In fact, he jumped up and fixed his clothes and then went on stage to tell the crowd y'all jumped him. If 7 to 10 guys jump you, your next stop shouldn't be the stage. It should be the hospital. That's probably why Lil B got on stage and told everybody y'all jumped him, because he knows those so-called beats y'all gave him was weak. So not only did y'all cost yourselves future revenue, y'all didn't even put the beats on Lil B enough to garner a reputation. Hey, Boogie, you from the Bronx, home of the Terror Squad. Okay, back in Fat Joe's day, his crew administered legendary beatdowns to people. Big Pun is still terrifying people from the grave because of the beatdowns he gave. Legendary hood horror stories about DJs being beat by Pun and snatched up in vans. Hell, we all know what Remy went to jail for. All I'm saying is the Bronx set the bar for violence pretty high. And I'm not encouraging violence, but if you're going to do it, just remember the rappers who came before you who did it. Okay? Please give A Boogie and PNB Rock's crew the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Come on, guys.
All right.
All right, yeah, they can't mess up their money like that where they won't be allowed to go places, getting shows canceled because of that. You're messing up your money.
You're messing up your money and you're messing up the reputation of the Bronx.
It has to be more behind it than just that tweet, though.
Terror Squad set the bar for violence really high.
They did.
Come on now.
They don't. Fat Joe's not violent anymore.
Let's push, but imagine 10 Terror Squad dudes beating up one guy.
Somebody be dead.
Come on, man. Stop it.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, up next is Shoot Your Shot. All right. That's when we open up the phone lines and allow you to possibly kick it to somebody. And we'll help you out if you're having some problems. All right. Shoot Your Shot is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Are you ready? It's time to shoot your shot. Time to shoot your shot with The Breakfast Club. This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
We got Stacy on the line. Stacy, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay, so Stacy, let's talk about your situation. I know you said you're in love.
I am. It's a little bit of a situation.
Well, tell us the situation.
So the situation is with my business partner, and his name is Tariq. And I've known Tariq for 5 years.
What kind of business is this?
So we work together flipping houses.
Okay.
So real estate. We spend a lot of time together.
Okay.
In meetings and searching for new locations, looking at new locations.
Abandoned houses.
Y'all getting money. Yeah.
But he's married,
getting
right?
Getting money together.
He's married.
He is, but he's been broken up with her for a little while. But they do have two kids together.
Mind your business now. Oh. What the kids got to do with you?
Right, and so they don't have anything to do with me. So a few weeks ago, after we spent the night together, you know, we had been drinking and everything, we hooked up.
What you mean y'all spent the night together? Y'all had sex?
He smashed.
We had sex. We got down.
He smelled your panty liner?
Did he eat the booty?
You know what? I'm not even going to comment on that.
Okay, but so he ate your ass. Now, what's the problem?
The problem is that he's married.
She said they separated.
The problem that, yes.
He's still married.
You know, I want to see what's going on with that. And, you know, just let him know how I feel and really see what's up, because I really think he's the one for me. And he's coming out of that marriage.
So what is he, but how do you think he feels about you? Like, has he given any indication since y'all slept together that anything could happen or?
I mean, that's bad right there. I mean, we've gotten along for a very long time as it is.
Did he hit it wrong?
But that's your bae. Are you his bae?
Mm.
Did he hit wrong?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I believe I am, and that is the reason why I'm trying to find that out.
But did he hit wrong?
Did he hit raw?
Did he
hit
raw? I'm not even going to comment on all of that.
I need to know these things. I can tell you how much he likes you if you tell me the small nuances of the situation.
Now, what if he doesn't like you? Can you still do business with him?
It will be hard, but, you know, I'm not going to put that before my money.
Mm. Okay. But so was it a one-night stand, or was it y'all were, like, kind of kissing before, dating before?
How many times have y'all had sex?
It was just a one-night stand, but, you know, we've been into it before. We've known each other for 5 years, so it's not like it hasn't been things going on the whole time.
Let me tell you something, baby. If you've been having sex with a guy for 5 years, it's not a one-night stand. Now, I need you to understand these things before we can move on with
this. No, she said they haven't had sex. They've just been doing things.
Oh, so this is the first time y'all had sex?
No, it's the first time we had sex. I'm just saying we've liked each other before. There's been little nuances and little things going on the whole time.
Oh, he was flirting.
Well, anything more than three times is a relationship. If you have sex with a man more than three times, it's a relationship. So right now, y'all just cut buddies, to be honest with you.
Right, well, you know what?
Okay, but I don't think so.
How about we call him and find out?
Okay, but I'm trying to find out, though. Don't kill my dreams. Don't kill my goals.
I think you're going to kill your dreams. I think you're about to scare this man off.
All right, well, hold on. We'll call him when we come back. And hopefully everything will work out for you, mama, all right?
I hope Tariq keeps it pimping.
Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club.
And let her know she ain't the one.
We're back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning now. Yee, just fill the people in on what's going on.
All right. Well, we got Stacey on the line now. She had a, I guess, a one-night stand with her business partner. It's not really a one-night stand because they know each other really well, so it's not like she just met him and smashed. Right. Only problem is that her business partner is married, but he is separated. She's hoping that this is going to lead to more.
Okay. Now, Stacey, we're going to call him now.
Okay.
Hello?
T-Dot, what's good, baby? It's Stacey.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? I'm trying to see what's up with this work, though, but like the other work.
Nah. I'm trying.
Wait, hold on now. We got to intervene. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Angela Yee.
DJ MV.
I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. So listen,
is that a drop?
We know you hit. Tariq, we know you smashed.
We know you smashed. She told us you smashed.
And Stacey likes you, bro.
She told us you ate the booty and all that.
She want to take it a step further. She want to be your bae.
This is awkward. We did have relations, and it was like a one night thing, and it was cool or anything. But I'm trying to mend things up with my wife.
Oh, okay. So Stacey with some sympathy vagina. You just needed something for the moment to get your mind off things.
Oh hell nah! I know that's not what you're trying to.
Ain't no hell nah, Stacey. You grown now. You was drunk. He was drunk. Stop it.
I can't leave her for something. We've been together for a minute. I can't just throw all that away for a drunken mistake.
A mistake?
You a mistake, Stacey.
Well, listen to this. She threw you away, and your ass came to me. And I hope your wife knows that you ate my ass. I don't think she's going to take it back.
See, that's why you can't go around eating random ass right here.
She's not random. But now, Tariq, are you and Stacey going to be able to work together now that this has all happened?
Nah. We're both mature adults. And people have sex, like, it doesn't have to destroy anything.
People have sex, but we don't just go around eating each other's asses. That's a different little ball game you put yourself in.
Are you going to tell your wife?
I mean, if she finds out, she finds out. But I'm going to try to make things right.
I can't work it out with you after you done ate another woman's ass.
Now, Stacey.
Exactly. Your wife know me. You need to get your right life.
Stacey, what are you going to do? Because you knew, I mean, Stacey, right. You knew he was married.
I know she was leaving his ass, too.
Stacey.
She's still gonna leave his ass.
Stacey, who looks better, you or his wife?
Me, by far.
Stacey.
Tariq?
I mean, she's not gonna stay with him after this. And the longer she knows that he was with me, she will not be around.
So, Stacey, you're gonna tell her.
Who, me? No, I'm not that petty. She'll find out anyway, just from the look on his face, from the happy ass.
She's gonna make sure your wife leave your ass by letting her know that you eat her ass.
Damn it, man.
No.
I don't know if you guys are gonna be able to work together after this, because it feels like Stacey has quite some feelings.
I'm in the middle of my money.
Okay.
You know, I know there's something out there better for me. So he'll never come in the middle of my money, but I'll let you know that.
But he'll come in the middle of your legs.
There you go.
What did we learn today, kid?
You know
we've
what?
Learned. We've learned that.
You know what? Never again. And I hope his whole fall for that.
Wow.
What did we learn today,
oh
kids?
God.
We learned that if you eat somebody's butt, you know, you can never, ever talk crazy about them ever again in life because they will always remind you that you ate their butt.
But he still want to be with his wife, though.
Well, yeah, I have to. I can't. It was a one-night stand. It was just a side chick thing.
Yeah, first of all, Tariq, you got to have some respect for this woman that you've been in business with for the past 5 years.
Tariq, have some respect for your mouth.
You got to still at least,
and
come
stop
on.
Stop putting your mouth on one-night stands asses.
And that's what I'm saying. If you ate her ass, maybe you'd still be with her. How about that?
Okay, guys. Well,
how about that?
Stacey, we hope that you guys can
eat
work
my ass
it out
outside, bitch. How about that?
And work together. we appreciate you guys for calling. And good luck, guys.
Thanks. I appreciate it, man.
All right. There you have it. Stacey and ass eater Tariq.
That is disgusting, man.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time. What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, guess who is the number one artist in pop songs charts 25-year history?
Who? In the whole 25-year history?
In the whole 25-year history, the number one artist. That would be Rihanna, so congratulations to her.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for Rihanna.
Congrats to Rihanna.
30 top 10s.
I was thinking Justin Bieber or Beyonce.
I thought maybe Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, it was actually Rihanna. Now, her highest ranking song on that 25-year ranking is What Do You Think? We Found Love, featuring Calvin Harris. So congratulations to her.
Yes. Not mad at anything Rihanna gets. She deserves it all.
All right, Dr. Phil, he ended up hitting a skateboarder with his car. I don't know if you guys saw this story.
Dr. Phil drives?
I guess so, yeah. He has a Mercedes now. He was driving out of a parking lot near Universal Studios, and he tried to pass a van, but when he went around it, he struck a guy who was in the crosswalk riding on his skateboard. Mm-mm. He got out of his car to check on him. The skateboarder recognized Dr. Phil, told him he was fine. They shook hands. Dr. Phil drove away, and now the young man is
suing.
Yes.
So Dr. Phil did a hit and run?
No. He said
he got out of the car and checked on the kid. The kid said he was fine. They shook hands.
Oh, that kid didn't know who Dr. Phil was.
No, he knew he was.
Because if I'd have got hit by Dr. Phil, I wouldn't even have talked. I'd have just been
The kid got home. The kid got home and told his mom what happened. They said, Dr. Phil hit you?
Well, he's in his 20s. So I don't know if he
Dr. Phil hit you, pass out right now.
Right away.
Boom. Oh, my God. Back.
Now, the skateboarder, his name is Terrence Bembury, is going after Dr. Phil aggressively. He posted, he never got out of the car, checked to see if I was injured, didn't even ask for my name.
That's right. Cut
Cops
that check,
are saying
Dr.
that's
Phil.
Not true, and that he actually told them that he told Dr. Phil he was fine and only later on said that he wasn't.
Then I can't get hurt later. Don't tell me I'm fine now.
He also said, cops told me he needed to stay until cops came, and police say that's not true.
That's not true.
Because he said he was fine, and there was no damage and no injury, so Dr. Phil was free to leave. So
well, I'm not fine now. My back hurts. All right?
And then Bembury posted a picture of the hospital room saying, thanks, Dr. Phil. It felt amazing getting hit by your Mercedes.
I got a
now I'm going on
blade.
2 days of missing work. SMH, I meet with my lawyer Monday.
Oh, he's going.
My femur's torn.
You what?
Listen, I'd have thought of the last three injuries I heard in basketball. I'd have named all of them. Whatever Jeremy Lin got, whatever happened to Gordon Haywood, I'd have just been naming all kind of stuff. Yes. Cut me a check now. And
ankle.
Don't forget mental and emotional distress.
Of course.
And right, my penis won't get
the hard. Only problem is that the cops were there and he did say that he was okay.
So cops lie.
I don't know how.
But he could always say when he got home he felt pains in his back and that's why
he
was.
Yeah, that's what he
should have
said, but he shouldn't say that he left the scene of the accident or nothing like that.
Dr. Phil has insurance. His insurance will cut that.
Dr. Phil got $100 million. He'll be fine. Okay?
All right.
That doesn't mean he want to give it away, though.
It's the holiday season. That's charity. You shouldn't hit me with your car. You shouldn't have been paying attention.
All right, now, Inez Rao is Playboy's first transgender playmate. So congratulations to her. She is going to be in the issue that's available October 31st. She's a 26-year-old French fashion model. She first appeared in the magazine's May 2014 issue, and now she is going to be the centerfold. So congratulations to Inez Rao. A lot of people were upset about it, though, on social media. You know, they were saying that they... And Playboy tweeted out, many fans revoked their subscription or returned the issue. So,
First of all, I couldn't tell you the last time I seen a Playboy. Last time I seen a Playboy, Kim Kardashian was in it. Kim did Playboy? Didn't she do Playboy?
Yeah, she did Playboy.
That was years ago.
All right.
I thought they didn't even put stuff in Playboy no more. I thought Playboy was just articles now.
Now, Playboy did receive those negative comments, like I said, but they stand firm, and they said, to those who can't handle this, Hugh Hefner fought for the rights of all people. This is beautiful to
see. I mean, if you don't want to see it, you just don't pick it up.
You ain't got to buy it.
It's not that difficult, people. It's not being forced upon you.
Jenna Jameson, actually, she was a Playboy playmate before and an adult entertainer. You know Jenna Jameson. And she said, I just think it's a ridiculous attempt by Playboy to stay relevant. It is a foolish decision that alienates its consumer base. So some people were, of course, upset with Jenna Jameson for those remarks. They said, so many LGBTQ people have been fans of you and actually looked up to you and your empire. That's sad that you would be so judgmental. All right.
What they should have did was not tell nobody. They should have just put it out.
Mm.
And didn't let everybody, you know, talk about how hot the person was.
Well, I think a lot of people already know who she is because she's pretty famous. She's pretty famous in the fashion world. And she's been in Playboy before, but now she's just the centerfold.
Oh.
So it's not.
You ever seen her?
Yeah. You know. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
A woman to me.
Hmm? All right. Well, thank you for those rumors. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. 800-585-1051. Get your request in and revolt. We'll see y'all tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.